Hello, it's Thursday, November the 11th, and we're in the 62nd chapter of Isaiah, and it begins with, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch." And then if you drop down to verse 4, "You shall no more be termed forsaken, for your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, my delight is in her." The Hebrew is Hephzibah, and I think in older translations, King James Version, I think they kept the Hebrew term, that the name of the church that God gives to his bride is Hephzibah, which means my delight is in her. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thought, that God delights in you. And I think we need to remind ourselves of that, that God loves his church. He loves his people. And he will do this for Zion's sake. You might translate that in New Testament terms as for the church's sake. He has a zeal, and the word zeal occurs in this passage. He has a zeal, a commitment, a passionate commitment to the church of Christ. He looks into your eye and he says to you, "I delight in you." Well, that's a wonderful thought, I think, to take with us today. There's so much about us that we want to forget. There's so much about us that is sinful. We are not yet perfect. That awaits the other side of death and in a bodily form, the other side of the second coming of Jesus. But in Christ, in union and communion with Christ, God could not be more delighted than he is. And that's a therapeutic thought, I think, for a lot of our woes. And so I leave you with that. I was going to read to you a line of a hymn that we sometimes sing, "I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord." It was written by Timothy Dwight, who was the president of Yale University in the time of the Great Awakening, 1740s or so. But the second verse, "I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand, dear as the apple of thine eye and graven on thy hand." And that really is the message of these opening verses of Isaiah 62. Well, we'll come back to it next Monday, but have a wonderful weekend.